Barry DePlessis coming to you from PCA 2024 here on day two of this amazing trade show's coverage. And I'm here with none other than one of the all-time great Cigar Hall of Famer, putting out some of the best, most prolific cigars on the market today. And we've got another couple of them. But before I get to cigars, we have to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Rocky Patel, right here. Rocky, how you doing, my friend?
Thank you, my bear. It's good to be here in Las Vegas with you, and another great year in the cigar industry. I think we're making better cigars now than ever before in history, and I hope you're all enjoying it. And we want to introduce you to our new gold label, a really rich, decadent-looking cigar. It's a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. It's got fillers from our farm in Esteli, Condega, and it's got two binders, one from the Hamastron region in Honduras, and another one is a broadleaf wrapper. So it's a nice medium-bodied cigar, lots of notes of caramel, coffee, espresso, really well balanced. And guess what? It's got a great price point, around $11, $12. So
beautiful.
It looks like all $30, but it's $11 and $12. So look out for it. We're going to be shipping it in June.
Wonderful. Looks like $1 million, doesn't cost $1 million.
Nope.
A beautiful cigar with an absolutely amazing price point and everything. You've been putting out, like you said, Rocky, you might be putting some of the best cigars that you've ever done before. We just talked about the gold label. There's also another cigar to talk about. The Year of the Dragon is also something
That's
you guys
correct.
Are offering too.
For the first time, we're going to celebrate Chinese New Year, and we have another rich, decadent cigar, and that one's going to be a little medium to full-bodied. It's got a San Andreas wrapper from Mexico. Again, it's got our Nicaraguan fillers from our farm in Esteli, Condega, and a little bit of Jalapa in it. And that also has two different binders, but they're all Nicaraguan this time. And that's going to be more rich, complex, lingering spice, pepper. Only 6,000 boxes made. So those will be shipping next week. Get your hands on one of them, because it's a collector's edition, and you're going to enjoy it very much.
You talk about collector's editions, Rocky, and we've been around this floor for the last day and a half, and we've talked about to several people who have celebrated this milestone or that milestone. Milestones are something that I definitely take an interest in. You've had some incredible milestones in your career, starting with the decade, the 15th anniversary, and so on, celebrating your birthday, celebrating the creation
now
of the brand,
60th.
The 60 as well.
I can't believe it. I'm 63 years old. I thought I was a new fledgling in the industry when I started. Now I'm kind of going out to pasture.
No, we won't allow that at all. But it has been a journey for you. And, you know, something that you said about these last two cigars, the Gold Label and Year of the Dragon, tobaccos from your farms.
Correct.
Now, I know you've been putting your tobaccos from your farms in a lot of cigars before these two, but it did make my ears perk up, and I wanted to talk to you about that. After all these years, from where you started, when you talk about not just your cigars, but it's your tobacco, your blends, that's got to mean something special to you.
It is. I mean, it's great when you have your own farms and you get to have your own tobacco to cure and ferment. And the beauty about it is we can take the time to have tobaccos like on the 60th from 2014. We add the tobacco on the Conviction. I think that's the best cigar I've made to date. And I was in the factory doing inventory and I go, oh my God, look at these old bales of Milker. What's going on here? He goes, they've been around. I said, let's use them. We started making blends with them, and that's what the Conviction showed up with. So, you know, when you have the aged tobaccos, in the case of the age limited rare, the 60th, we actually rolled the cigars, and we had the capability to put them under lock and key for 2 years. We built a special humidor. We didn't smoke them after 3 months, 6 months, 18 months. It was literally 2 years. So, you know, it's nice to have the opportunity to have these pet projects now to do fun stuff, limited stuff with rare tobaccos, aged tobaccos, and that's what makes me happy. And it kind of turns out to be really fun, cool stuff, but turns out also to be great cigars.
Great cigars coming from a great man. We are not putting you out to pasture yet. We will not allow that.
All right, sounds good.
Look out for the gold labeled and the commemorative collector's edition Year of the Dragon from Rocky Patel. Rocky Patel, everybody. We'll see you soon.